love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Oh. Woo! Yeah, get it on.
Let's see. That's a compensation for something. What is that? Are you loaded? Do you not sleep? Are you angry about the house? Look at this. Wait, first of all, look at...
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
We are wearing the same Jimmy Eat World sweatshirt.
Yes, we are.
That's bizarre.
It's bizarre. But I've worn mine out of the last six days.
All right. Well.
No, not really. Not here.
Very good band.
Yeah.
Good band. But who knew we even had these sweatshirts? I grabbed something out of my closet. And...
Kismet, brother.
Dude.
Great minds.
And
all
so
right, let me get the show started.
Yes,
I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, Dixon Babs, blah, blah. Yeah. So yeah, I had a big night. Well, what I did was last night went to the Super Bowl of motocross out in Anaheim.
Nice.
Yeah, keeping it real. Yeah. Got some. You know what's funny is, first off, the white trash world is alive and well and living in Anaheim.
Well, through Orange County and Riverside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people out in California, especially Southern California, we snub our noses at these Wyomings and Dakotas and these Idahos and these Iowas, and we think, hey, you white trash. We got a ton of white trash here.
Yeah, we sort of cornered the market.
We may have started the white. We may be the birthplace of the mullet and the lift kit on the pickup truck.
Because the Iowa, Wyoming, Idaho you mentioned has a Western farmer, hardworking, middle America appeal. It's not necessarily white trash.
Right.
You start bringing in desert, and that turns into a burned out, amphetamine addicted, trailer park.
We're going to the lake.
Smoking. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to the river.
Yeah. That converts Americana into.
We'll put a lift kit on my jet ski. but that goes where? Shut up! I'm saying, shut you! Get out! Yeah. Never saw so many trucks with lift kits on them. And just mammoth-sized trucks. You know, you don't really realize how big some of these big, you know, F-350 club cabs with the, you know, it's got a 6-inch body lift and a 9-inch suspension lift and 36-inch fun and mud tires and all this stuff.
You're now at 8 feet.
You don't realize how big they are until one pulls up next to a Ford Explorer. And it's like, well, there's a good size SUV. Dwarfed.
Now, you realize when they have to throw a rope ladder out to get out of the car. Then,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
But the thing that's funny, and it's a dude thing. I don't think it's a chick thing. It's a dude thing. We were making the long pilgrimage from Anaheim Stadium. It was all sold out to where we parked the car. You know, down the street, 200 miles, and across on the other side, or whatever. And every guy that was pulling out of the parking lot after watching 5 hours of hard-fought motocross
screeching
action,
out.
Peeling yeah, out, yeah. Just guys, and I don't care, golf carts, Yugos, shopping carts, whatever had wheels on it, whatever guy was in, moped, just getting squirrely, laying rubber, everybody, just getting crazy, and I thought, this is what guys do, like, when a guy, it's equivalent to a guy seeing a karate movie and coming out, throwing kicks into the air.
Equivalent to a bunch of chimpanzees standing going, and then spinning out of there into the jungle.
Just that's pumped
it.
Up.
That's what it is.
Just laying rubber, every one of these guys. So, saw our good publicist friend Cheryl over there.
Cheryl Lynch.
Jeremy McGrath is back racing, by the way.
Did you do okay?
Yeah, he did good. I think he got like fifth in the main. Did pretty good. I mean, he came out of retirement, but sold out. Got 50,000 people in that place. And then, of course, the time comes, my favorite part, when the little 7 and 8-year-olds ride the KTM 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my moment to get angry at my father. I always just sit there and go, no way would I ever got that bike. No way! Mm-hmm. Just start getting... I've had a few beers in me by that time. And then I start breaking the stuff down. What about the boots? Would you have gotten the boots? No.
No.
What about the leathers? No. The jersey? No. How about your name on it? No. The helmet?
Gasoline?
No. No, the whole thing. I'm just looking at these 7-year-olds. They're just driving around. They're putting around the track. And the thing that's crazy about them is they're up there. They're getting interviewed. Kids actually throwing their goggles into the screaming crowd and holding their hands. Because 7-year-olds showboating.
Wow.
Crazy.
I'm not sure that's good. But
no, probably not. So that was all day. That was all night last night.
And then Johnny Carson died today.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Really?
I'm too tired.
Did you have any I had a reaction to that. I thought it was very strange. Did you react to his death at all?
No. My vibe on him was two thoughts. First thought, never seemed like a likable guy as a human being.
Yeah.
It seemed like he did a good job. But for some reason, never got the vibe off him, like, hey, here's a great guy.
Well, the silent and the four wives and all.
Kid
that killed himself.
Ooh, okay. Don't rub it in, Drew. I was just playing a hunch. You got information. No, I mean, it's one of these things where... here's the thing I like about Johnny Carson, who basically was...
We all liked him, though.
...started the Tonight Show for 25 or 30 years. The thing I liked about the guy is he stepped down and he retired.
Yes.
And he just retired.
Yes.
He was 65,
yes.
66 or 64, whatever it was, and he did that thing that... I've been begging Dick Clark to do. Now, God has done it for him. But you have more money than God. You got 4 years, 8 years, 6 years. I don't know how many, 3 months. I don't know how much time you have left on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sit down. Put your feet in the ocean.
Yeah.
And watch the sunset.
I had a strange reaction, too, which was...
I'm talking to you, Drew.
You want me to retire now?
Get out. Out.
I will. In good time.
I don't think you're going to be one of those weird guys who can't do it. You're going to be one of those guys who can't do it. I'm just saying,
I don't know about
if
that.
You have a ton of money and you have 10 years left on the planet, travel. Be with your family.
Absolutely.
Put your feet in the water. Just relax.
I could see I would need to do something stimulating, meaningful, like donate my time.
Write one of those books no one reads.
Write a book or go around and travel and donate your time places. But I had a funny reaction to it, which I would not have predicted. I thought to myself, that's it. We're alone. They're gone. We're on our own. Like that, to me, that was the final handoff of that generation. He was so omnipresent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, Reagan's gone, Carson's gone. It's like, oh, okay, that's it. Final handoff. Boom.
Well,
now we got a war going on. We're on our own.
We're talking about it today at my house with Jeff Ross, who does all the roast comedians, a couple of our comedians. And, you know, I was thinking about how TV used to be. And when Johnny Carson was on, if you did The Tonight Show the next morning,
everybody in the world would have seen it.
Yeah, your phone's ringing off the hook. You're going to the cleaners. The guy behind the counter is giving you a thumbs up. The guy at the market, the paper boy, the pool man. Everyone's like, hey, great. And they always tell these stories, these comedians, you know, like Roseanne Barr. She went and did a set on The Tonight Show in 1986. And Johnny signaled her to come over to sit at the sofa after her set. That was his sign of approval. You did a stand-up set, and then he told you to come on by and sit down for the end of the show. Next day, everything blew up. Phone ringing off the hook. That's when we arrived. I did The Tonight Show 2 times. Nothing. Zero. I didn't get one phone call.
Right.
It's crazy how it used to be. Now, granted, I was probably bad. People felt bad. Like, I could tell that the butcher recognized me, but he sort of looked down. It was a tough set. He didn't want to tear the scab off the wound. You know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all.
This is the thing that has made it so good, television. The competition has also diluted out the, you know,
yes.
The seas wide.
You could go on the Tonight Show 20 years ago, be a guest on the show, and half the nation would see you.
At least half.
And, I don't know exactly.
It seemed like
the numbers were.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone you knew saw him. Now, you could go on The Tonight Show, me, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I go on The Kimmel Show, they know me less.
It
actually takes away from popularity.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I think that's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on right now. Did you know that, Drew?
Well, I noticed, I heard a big sucking sound, but
all right. So, the legend passes away. But here's what I want to say about comedians in general. This is pretty much everyone. I would say Johnny Carson was probably this way. I didn't know the man. Mm-hmm. Leno's a little this way. Certainly Letterman, you know. Tortured, sort of a-holes most of the time. I don't know what it is about comics in general. A, unhappy. B, a-holes. And C, crazy particular. Like crazy, like you do Letterman, 500 guys scared out of their wits telling you what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's scared to death he's going to fire him. And I thought he was a he's a comedian.
Yeah, he's supposed to be funny. He's
supposed to be funny? Yeah. Look, I know Jerry Lewis wasn't doing a shtick and laughing and wearing a top. I know these guys aren't happy all the time, but did they have to be a-holes?
Yeah, interesting.
So many comics... A-hole. Mm. It's like you got your choice between effed up a-hole or effed up a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And crazy demanding and angry and weird and a million and one rules. Nobody has more rules than a talk show host.
Mm.
You're supposed to just sit there and make some jokes and have a good time, would you? Yeah, like Letterman, weirdo. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, go do Letterman. His entire staff is scared assless of him. Hmm. They're scared to death. Don't do this. That's all I heard was don't do this and don't do that, which obviously means everyone's scared to death of him. And a guy I work with, Daniel, you know Daniel,
yeah.
He wouldn't even go up and say hi to him. He was scared.
Daniel wouldn't?
Yeah.
You used to work with him, right?
That
sounds familiar, Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Adam, you kind of scare people, too.
Yeah, well, that's good.
See,
well,
don't mess with things.
Maybe that's the way Letterman looks at it. He looks at it as good.
Oh, my God. First off, all right, don't even.
Hey, I got a quick thing. I'm looking again for Loveline listeners to come on my television show, which is going to be in Discovery Health Channel in the fall, in the spring. We're looking for people that have issues around anal sex, people who are afraid of germs and even fomites, like sex toys, that kind of thing.
What people don't know what fomites are.
It's things that carry germs, a sex toy mite. Mm-hmm. And people who have problems with kissing.
Mm.
Afraid of kissing, weird things about
kissing. I don't mind kissing. I don't like seeing it in my movies.
I know, it distracts you.
You know, my stories?
Your stories.
I call porn my stories. I don't like when they're making out. And I certainly don't like the savage make out.
They're
like biting
stuff.
Each other's lips. I'm just like, okay, could you just bust a nut on her forehead, please? You're sickening me. It's disgusting. Oh.
Yeah.
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 All right.
There you go.
All right. All right. Johnny Carson. He'll be missed.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right.
Even though half our callers don't know who he is.
Nah, but that's
my kids chimed in like, who?
Huh? Well, listen, they weren't, they were born after he left, after Leno took over
that's
for
right.
him.
That's right.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah. Uh-oh. You want to ask him? Chris? Johnny Carson?
Of course I know who he is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is he?
I watched the Tonight Show with my grandparents back in the day.
Huh?
All right.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Cool. You were what, three?
All
five?
Right. All right. Now, here's the thing about Chris. Chris isn't that much younger than I am. He just seems that much younger.
He's a good 10 years younger than me.
He's 10 years younger, but it seems more like 20 or 45 years. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Nicole, that's my point. He doesn't know what I'm saying.
Huh.
Nicole, you're 21.
I am. That's true.
What's up?
Well, I started masturbating when I was really young, like 5, 6 years old. And granted, you know, I didn't know exactly what I was doing then. But I did it so much growing up, I was just wondering if that would have any effect on my inability now to have an orgasm during sex.
No, less than half of women ever have orgasm during sex.
Oh,
are you able to? What's that?
That is the most disheartening statistic I've ever heard.
Why? Yeah. It's how people are wired.
It's more like under 20%.
Well, and Adam's, it's a careful field work. But why don't you masturbate during sex to see if you can do it then, that way?
Well, I do, and I've never had a vaginal orgasm. I can always have a clitoral orgasm, you know?
All right.
But that's all there is.
You break them.
That's like a man going, I really need to have a...
I have a urethral orgasm, but not a testicular orgasm.
Thank you. I need to have a scrotal orgasm, not a penile orgasm.
Well, I had one scrotal once when I was exing pretty hard, but it's normally all penile orgasm, but never scrotal. And then two anals. But that's
I was you an say that, and you got people who want to try that. You know, then people fantasize, oh, there must be a way to do that.
An anal gasm. No. I've had a scrotal gasm and a penile gasm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole, the fact that you can have an orgasm with a male is a good thing. You can certainly teach him what to do since you know how to do it, and you could probably figure out something to do during intercourse. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Cody, who's a pro motocross rider. Cody?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot.
What kind of motocross riding? Well, quiet down. What kind of motocross riding, Cody?
I'm in the National Arena Cross Circuit.
Mm-hmm. What CC bike do you ride?
I ride a CR250F and a 450.
Mm-hmm. The 450, is that right. A four-stroke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're a Honda man?
Right. I ride for the Parts Unlimited Tough Racing Team.
Yeah. I don't know what, anyway, I told you I went to the Supercross race last night. Had a good time. Your girlfriend...
I'm riding the 125 East Supercross Series.
Well, we'll be looking out for you, Cody.
Cool.
Okay. So your girlfriend won't put out?
Well, basically, I've been dating her for about a year and a half, and, she's a super cool girl. I love hanging out with her and everything. We have a lot of fun together, but, I mean, we've been dating for like a year and a half, and I've probably had sex with her about 15 times. She's really not into it a whole lot, and it kind of frustrates me a little bit.
She's 11.
How old is she?
She's 20, and I'm 18.
20?
I mean, with the arena cross and traveling around the United States all the time, I have girls throwing themselves at me all the time. It's just...
Sure.
You know, is it possible she's dating other guys than just you?
Mm-mm.
I think maybe, but I'm not sure, you know?
Maybe you guys ought to have a little discussion about what it is you're doing, what it is you'd like to do, sort of square things out a bit.
A lot of smoking chicks at the Supercross race.
Really?
Hot.
What?
Hot. Hot.
Would you predict that?
No, but...
Not
yeah.
Higher?
Well, you know what I think it is? Here's the phenom, I think. It's like hockey has a lot of hot chick fans because they're little white guys.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
No.
Well, let's face it. Some hot-looking 18-year-old blonde doesn't want to go out with the Makembe Mutombo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
They do? Some 8-foot-tall black guy from Uganda? No.
Maybe not from Uganda, but...
No, for instance, I'm telling you, would you just listen to me? Hockey has hot chicks in their crowd because hockey players are sort of normal-sized, well-proportioned white guys that the Orange County chicks like.
Okay, they're sort of like the guys they were after in high school.
Yeah, they're almost little better versions of those guys. So motocross has the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Other sports have your sort of freak of nature things going on, which freak the chicks out.
Yeah, I think what that creates is a group that's coming after them even more ferociously, but a smaller group.
Listen. But believe me, the NBA guys and the NFL guys, they get plenty of poontang, but their chicks are a little bit different.
Hmm.
These are hot Orange County chicks, and I don't know how it works. I don't know what their interest in motocross is. I don't know. I can't figure it out. My feeling is one hot chick got into it, and the rest just faltered in. They don't even know what they're doing there anymore. But there's tons of hot chicks. I don't know what it is. I don't know how
it
works.
Hmm? Not paid. Not promotional.
No. Yeah. No. Kimmy?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
You have that little...
Yes, you do, a little
bit. Girl voice, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I got pregnant, had an abortion, and now I can't get off.
Mm-hmm. Sexual abuse in the past, perhaps?
No.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 16.
Hmm.
And no trauma before that, huh?
That's 16 months.
Yeah,
16 months, almost a year and a half.
All right. And any medication? Did you take the Depo-Provera shot after the abortion?
No.
Are you on a new birth control pill?
No.
Why are you so shocked about the Depo shot? That's normally what is done.
I don't know.
You sure they didn't try to give you that or did give you that?
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Are you freaked out about having sex now that you've since you've been pregnant?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's enough to make you have trouble orgasming, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Same guy that got you pregnant?
Yes.
Is he changed in any way because of the pregnancy?
Has he changed?
You know, sometimes guys get resentful that there was an abortion and they react.
No, not really.
How long ago was the abortion?
How long has it been since?
Yes.
3 months.
3 months.
Hmm.
How far into the pregnancy were you?
About 2.5 months, 3.
Have you been depressed since the abortion?
No.
Mm. All right. Well, you got to sort of calm down. It just sounds like you're freaked out about having sex, or maybe not have sex for a while, or make sure it's certainly a birth control. What are you using for birth control now?
I'm not.
All right. Well, you should be freaked out about having sex then. I'm freaked out that you're having sex.
Why aren't you using birth control now?
I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, we could talk to someone and figure that out. If we could talk to your manager about it. What? You had an abortion 3 months ago, right?
You think that's not going to happen again?
Hopefully not.
Well, if you don't... Wait.
Hopefully.
How can that not happen if you're not using birth control and you're having sex?
Protection, I guess.
What are you using?
Condoms.
All right, that's birth control.
Yeah, but maybe it's time to get on the pill and then just free yourself up. Yeah.
Free yourself? What the hell is that?
No, I just mean...
Free yourself up.
She's... Oh, look, just first
don't
off...
Don't be so uptight, dude.
Yeah. What are you, uptight, baby? Get let loose. Let me tell you something about abortion. Abortion is like a bird. You let it fly away, and if it returns, it was meant to be.
Pregnancy's that way, you see.
Pregnancy is like a bird, Daddy.
You abort it, let it be.
You abort it, you let it be. You gotta let it go, and if it flies away, then it wasn't meant. I like when people do that. That retarded wasn't meant philosophy. Well, I guess it wasn't meant to be.
No kidding.
Yeah. Everything that doesn't happen wasn't meant to be. It's like, well, the Hindenburg wasn't meant to land. It just wasn't meant to. All right, well, let's close the investigation then. Must be nice.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, I love that. You know who has a lot of that? Good old religious folk got a lot of, hey,
it's God's plan.
Yeah, 16-year-old vegetable. Yeah, well, meant to be, I guess. God had a plan. Not sure what making this guy operate an electronic wheelchair with a straw. I don't know what part of plan that was, but I'm sure it'll surface one day. Or maybe he'll just get horrible sores and succumb to some sort of infection.
Nice.
Yeah. Let me say this.
Which is what will happen.
Yes. All right, Drew. Drew, did you see Million Dollar Baby yet?
No.
All right.
It's a good film? I mean, worth seeing? No, I didn't think so.
I was angry at it.
No, I was bored. I was
mad.
Yeah, I was avoiding it because of your...
I got angry at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what are we doing?
How brought that up?
I was thinking of sores and paralysis.
Okay.
I don't want to give away the script. All right, let's take a break, Drew.
All right, again, I'm looking for any crazy sexual hang-ups for television. People willing to talk about stuff with having hang-ups with their partners, whether it's phobias or germ problems or kissing issues. I'm looking to talk to those people.
All right. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah! Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chris, what are you wearing a Boston hat for?
The Bruins. It's actually the Bruins, yeah, UCLA.
Oh, that's UCLA Bruin.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, buddy.
You thought it was the Boston Bruins?
You know, it's weird because it's letter is gold.
Yeah.
The B's the same, but it's gold instead of maroon or red colored.
Yeah.
And then the cap is sort of navy, which...
The cap does not look UCLA.
The cap
looks Bostonian.
Yeah.
It looks like something you'd wear in the cold.
All right. All right, so you're not pulling for the Pats, right?
He's very
Patriots
excited.
Patriots, yeah.
Oh, no, well, I'm in a pool, and I just picked it out of a hat, so, yeah, I'm for the Patriots.
You're in a pool?
A neighborhood, like, pool, yeah.
Oh, I thought he physically meant he was thrown into a pool. Yeah.
For the playoffs, yeah.
For the playoffs.
Yeah.
And
so I picked the Falcons, and I picked the Patriots.
Yeah.
And Falcons, obviously, lost today.
Neighborhood pool.
Quaint.
It's like some sort of kind of Verizon commercial. Or something. Bus pulls up, the whole neighborhood gathers around.
Did you pick anybody?
What neighborhood? What goes on in your neighborhood that you guys talk to each other?
We just watched football all day, that's all.
The neighborhood?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching that New England.
Wait, I'd like to learn more about his queer ways.
That New England game with every breath you're seeing, you know, when they're out there 20 to go through.
It was pretty cool.
The neighborhood?
Yeah.
Wow, so you and your neighbors get together and watch football?
That's correct.
What age group? What's...
Oh, they're like 22, you know.
People in their 20s?
Yeah.
All guys?
Yeah.
People you've grown up with?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long have you been doing this?
A couple years now, I guess. That we've had pools.
Yeah. They all live with their parents?
Uh-oh.
They're all over 21, yes. Yes.
They all live with the folks. Huh?
Hey, it's hard to get out of the house, man.
No kidding. Your mom's been trying to get you out for 10 years. It's hard. Butter you up. Get a running start at the door.
No, the art is the property costs and stuff.
Yeah, getting out's easy. It's staying out. That's
surviving
tough.
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
Be crapping a popcorn tin.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Corolla did.
Yeah. No, it's not that hard. Look, here's what you need. I'll tell you what your problem is. You don't have a itchy stepmom. I had the advantage. I had the distinct advantage.
It was more than bitchy. You were miserable under your...
Well... Definitely. Here's what I had, and I thank them every day. I really thank my family every day for helping me along. I had a deadly combination, effective combination, I should say. And anyone who thinks I'm putting my family down, please, this is a compliment. I had a bitchy stepmom and a puss for a dad. Just pure
pussy. I
can't
imagine why anybody would consider that a cut down.
Spineless puss of a dad. So he just basically sat there like... Jim Backus's character in Rebel Without a Cause, just sitting there whimpering while my stepmom tossed me out of the garage.
No, tossed you into the garage, was preparing the soil, tilling the soil at that point.
And then, yes, and then it was time to harvest her seed by tossing me out of the garage. And but that's all right.
Well, so really what we've learned from this is make your kids miserable and give them a step down. Don't try to get them right out to the street because that's too much of a shock.
Right.
But put them like... In outside, like a dog, like you're training a dog.
See if you can do away with insulation on the walls for a year or so and then get them out of
no
there.
Plumbing.
No plumbing, yeah.
Plumbing insulation. And then they're ready to go after that.
No, seriously.
How much worse can it get?
Seriously, if I had a mom that cooked for me, that liked me, that, took care of me a little bit.
You'd still be home.
I'd be 780 pounds and I'd just be sitting at home eating it. And I would be ringing a bell. Which meant I needed a new mutton chop. I needed like a turkey leg.
Your diaper change.
I don't take it that far.
Diaper change. No, seriously. If you lived at my house, you would have been out of the house years ago. It's easy.
Just, I was living in the garage.
Pussy dad and a bitchy stepmom, and pow, you're gone.
Yeah. Is your brother out?
No, my brother's still
in. See, brother's a manager.
Your mom's
my brother's a manager too at Starbucks. Yeah,
yeah. He's a manager.
You got to get a. How about you can't
okay,
really
no, no.
get it.
I'm trying to convince my friends to get out, too.
Wait, together.
That's how you do it.
You can't get a bitchy stepmom unless you're... Ooh, can your mom go lesbian? I don't mean that in a disrespectful way.
Was your stepmom lesbian? Was she lesbian?
No.
Oh. No. God,
knows,
no.
But, no, here's the point. You need then an abusive alcoholic stepdad. Mm. Guy come in there,
rent an alcoholic stepdad,
sexually abusive. Hear him creak the floorboards creaking. He's coming up the hall. You crying, holding a comforter over your head. He's drunk. You can hear he's drunk. Hearing the belt, him fumbling for the belt, and then just a silhouette in the door. Boy, you know it's a thing. You do that, you're out of the house. You're immediately out of the house. You just get one of your buddies from the neighborhood. Here's what you do: you get a one bedroom. You know, one bedroom in a semi-crappy neighborhood, it's $500 a month. It's $250 each. That's all.
Maybe downtown or Hollywood, I guess.
Yeah. You just get out. It's cheap. You get a one bedroom. Two guys in
that's
a one
what he's
bedroom.
He's trying to get some friends.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. Or you get three guys in like a two bedroom. You get more guys than you have bedrooms, and that's how you do it.
Plus, they're all going to PCC. They can live in like a Alhambra or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stacey?
What? Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, and I didn't mean that to come across as disrespectful to my
parents?
Family. I hope it wasn't that way. But
the spineless puss comments. No. Why would people consider that?
Okay.
To come down.
All right. Stacey.
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
I had a question about my birth control. I was on it. I've been on it for about 2 years, and for the past 2 years, I've started it always on a Friday night, and Well, a couple months ago, I ended up not being able to pick up my prescription for a while, so I ended up starting it on a Monday night. And I've been so used to starting it on Friday night that this month when I picked it up, I started it a couple days early. I started it last Friday. And so I was wondering, should I just start it early and just continue with my pills, or should I wait?
What kind of pill is it?
Just a birth control pill. I don't know. It's a triphasal?
Yeah, just stay on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay on
just
it.
Just stay with it. Don't worry about it. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Good times. Speak to Candy. Candy?
Yes.
Yes.
26?
Excuse me a second, Candy. Where does Candy fit on the Cammy, Tammy, Brittany, Brandy scale?
Candy's tough because it's short for Candace, I guess. Mm-hmm. Whereas Cammy...
is Cammy.
Is Cammy. And Tammy, maybe Tamara? Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of Tammy, too. Candy's fine. It can go either way. Usually bad direction, but I have no strong feelings on it. Go ahead, Candy. What do you look like?
Blonde. Tall.
Mm-hmm. 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 What else?
I'm nice looking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're probably thinking. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, anyways, here's my question. I'm just curious, what are the chances of, like, getting AIDS, like, if you swallow during oral sex?
Getting AIDS?
Yes. Like, contracting...
Well, let's think about that. How would we come up with that number?
What number?
She wants to know, what's the percent? What's the chance? What's the number? What's the risk factor?
Well, let me say this first AIDS.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity killer. Okay, AIDS doesn't care if you're black, if you're white, Jewish, rich or poor. Okay, are you listening?
African.
It doesn't care.
American.
AIDS doesn't care what kind of car you drive. It doesn't care who your daddy is. It doesn't care if you're one of the elite of society or a hobo on the street. Do you understand? It's an equal opportunity killer. And I'll tell you this too about AIDS. Red-headed kid, never been with a partner, 16 years old, having a consensual monogamous sex with his red-headed girlfriend in Missouri, just as great a chance of contracting AIDS as a guy manning a glory hole.
Shooting heroin
in Haiti.
Yeah.
Just as much. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. I don't care. Gay sex, straight sex, shooting up any part of the world, does not matter. Just the same, Drew. Do you know
same
that?
Same risk.
Same risk.
Every time you have sex.
Every time, same risk. Everybody, all the time, except for mostly only the gays get it. And a lot of the crappy countries around here. Other than that, exactly
so
the same.
So every time you or I, with our wives, have monogamous...
That's
it.
I don't have sex because of this, Drew.
I see.
I just have sex with Drew's wife. Because Drew's a doctor.
And I certify that she's...
The point is
good,
you gotta wear a condom every time. I don't care if your partner has never been with anyone, and you've never been with anyone, and no one does IV drugs, and no one's traveled out of the country. I don't care. You wear a condom each and every time because it's exactly the same for everybody all the time, except for mostly gay people get it. But it's the same.
And IV drug users.
And IV drug users. But it's the same. You understand? Equal opportunity.
I understand.
Candy?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, let's all just close our eyes, by the way, and think of all the thousands of straight friends we've lost over the years to AIDS. There was that kid who got that transfusion in Missouri. Did hear about him on TV.
Hemophiliac.
I wouldn't count him as a friend. Did see him on Oprah and felt like I got to know him a little bit, but still not what I would call a close friend.
Kids that get it from their mothers.
Let's just think about all the dozens of straight people we know are now on the ground. Carson, I don't know what...
Probably AIDS.
Well, the point
because
is...
everybody.
It's equal. It's equal. Just think about that, everybody. Think about all your straight buddies in the ground. All right. Hey, look, I don't even want to explain myself, but I just can't stand all the advertising. I can't stand everyone pound home that everything's the same and everything's equal and everyone's got an equal chance. And you know, secondhand smoke is a first rate killer and everything's the same. No, it's not. Listen, gays, knock it off. That should have been the AIDS thing. And you junkies, knock it off.
Right. That's
there. You go.
Risk is risk behavior.
Now we're at Hey Africa, knock it off. It's what it is. We need to include everybody all the time and everything. It's stupid. What about sickle cell? What about that? I should be worried? No.
You're gonna get it?
No, it's not going to affect me. What about ovarian cancer for me too, Drew? Won't we just include everyone in everything? Idiots. Especially when you're attacking a problem medically. You know, I mean, if it's just some problem where, you know, you want everyone to feel good about themselves, fine. Just say, you know, everyone can be president, everyone can be an astronaut, fine. You want to just blow that smoke up people's ass, that's fine. But when you're talking about something that you're trying to control, why don't you focus on the people that are spreading it?
Well, the problem is it makes you need to change people's behavior in order to control it. And if you overstate your case, they ain't going to listen to you.
Yeah, right.
Their thinking is, we are going to make such a big deal out of this that people will be fearful and will control themselves and they will stop smoking cigarettes, opposed to going, that's right. Just white noise. I'm never listening to any of that crap.
Yes.
I was thinking about the secondhand smoke thing. What do people that are smoking breathe? They have an oxygen tank?
Yeah. It goes into a bag and then you crap it out once a week.
So
you don't get secondhand smoke.
You don't get secondhand smoke.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. What are they breathing?
I don't know, Drew. All I'm saying is thank God, after the, like I said, everyone knows a heterosexual person that was taken by AIDS. Candy?
Yes.
All right. Sorry. So you got to ask yourself, what's the risk that you're going to have sex with somebody or oral sex with somebody that has the virus?
Okay, no, I totally understand that. That's why, I mean, I'm...
If you have sex or oral sex with somebody with the virus, yes, then you can catch this disease rather readily. Not easily. You'd have to probably have sex several times with them. Do you have a partner that has HIV?
No. I was just curious, like, because I wasn't sure, like, I know, you know, how you get it, but I wasn't sure, like, by swallowing it, like, with your stomach acid and all that.
No, it goes through the esophagus. It penetrates the esophagus.
Okay.
The mouth, it's not good in the mouth unless the mouth has sores. It's killed in the stomach, but the esophagus can get it. And you're more likely to get other STDs. You can get gonorrhea and chlamydia and
they're
herpes.
All first-rate killers.
But they can be equally contracted orally as genitally.
All right. Let's take a break, Drew.
There we go.
Well, when we come back, why does she lose interest in guys when they like each other?
When she likes guys, that kind of, hour.
Math.
Hour.
Oh, bye. Yeah, that's scintillating to the crowd at home. Oh, she's been on hold for an hour. I don't want to miss this. Bisexual girlfriend suggested a threesome. Right. On hold for 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Yeah, it's a horrible society we're living in. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, buddy.
Here we go.
You ready to rock?
Yep.
Speak to Chad. Chad's 22. Chad?
Hello?
Chad? Hello, Chad.
Hey, I'm on my cell phone, so sorry if I can't hear you too well.
All right, Chad.
Chad, the bogus caller?
Yeah. Chad?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we should just, you know, this is like a first date where you answered the door and I wasn't into you and you sized me up and you weren't attracted to me. Why go to dinner? Why have the uncomfortable forced conversation? Maybe we should just say our goodbyes right now.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
His name is Chad.
Which was weak. Sounds made up.
Yeah, but even if it's not, the bogosity factor on the Chad calls is through the roof.
Yes, yes.
He's got a bisexual girlfriend and wants a threesome. He wants to know what to do. I was like that
question.
One. Yeah, from a guy from Santa Cruz named Chad, who's 22, wants to know if he should go forward with this.
And the girl's already bisexual?
Yeah. All right, everybody. You ready to keep rocking? Plus,
yeah,
he had
please.
A bad phone.
Yes. So take the call I asked you to take.
That'd be nice. That would really turn a chick on.
What's that?
If you have, Chris, if you have a blind date.
Yeah.
Maybe
look at his hat.
Maybe I'll set you up. Oh, now I got the UCLA hat on.
He flipped it around.
All right. Here's what I need you to do. Next blind date. If the chick is too hot and she like answers the door and she's just smoking hot, you realize I'm over my head. I'm out of my league.
The number's not matching.
Yeah. She's too hot. This is not going to work out for me. You go for a crazy, it's like crazy Hail Mary type move where you go, you know, I can see you're an attractive woman. Not my type. I'm going to be honest with you. because
I
don't want to waste your time. And I'm not saying you're unattractive. I'm just saying I wonder if I could be attracted to you. And I just want to maybe save ourselves some time
conversation.
Right now. Yeah, yeah.
I could save some money.
And she'd be and save some money. And she'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, what's wrong with me? And you'd be like, hard to put my finger on. Just not my type, you know? And she's like, all other guys are into me. And you'd be like, yeah, I don't know. And she'd be like, well, why don't we just go out and we'll talk? And you'd be like, well, I don't know. I don't know. And she'd be like, okay, let me give you a BJ right now.
And we'll see how it works.
It works. And you'd be like, well, you could start sucking, but I don't know. That's how you got to play. All right? And then you just stand there at the door. You got your TGIF gift certificate. You're just looking at while she's performing oral, while her elderly mother's in the kitchen.
Crying.
Powerless to do anything because she's confined to a wheelchair.
And this girl's got a mission now.
She's got a mission. Wow. That would probably work on a hot chick.
Okay.
All right? We'll try that next time, okay?
They're not getting rid of Chad, by the way. You notice that?
Ready?
Oh, really?
What should we study?
Michelle?
Hi.
I want to hear a conversation.
Well, too late. I shouted her name out. What's up, baby doll?
I was just wondering because whenever I like a guy and I find out that he likes me back, I, lose interest for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sort of the some men and women are very much into the forbidden fruit. The thing that it's the old Woody Allen saying that. Yeah, Chris, you think he's into that too? Oh, just like the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Move that Adam's suggesting for Chris here, but right. it's like Woody Allen says that he would never be a member of a club. It's actually Groucho Marx who originally said it would never be a member of a club that would have him as a member.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what that is, Michelle. And at 16 to 20, I actually think it's a good thing when you feel that way because it kind of protects you from getting too involved in relationships. If you're still doing that at 19, 20...
Yeah, but then they find some guy that's not interested and they kill themselves over.
Just be not interested in everybody. That's fine.
Yeah, that's why my strategy to young Chris was a very important one.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You hear that, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any way that I can avoid it? Like, should I just, if I'm starting a relationship with someone that I lose interest in, should I, just stay in it?
Well, look, first off, you're 16, so, you know, who the hell, who knows and who cares?
Well, is there a reason that you would have difficulty with intimacy? Did you lose somebody growing up, or...
No.
Is it difficult for you to be intimate with someone? It's painful?
No.
Then you just have that chick thing. Also, maybe you've not met any guy that's flipped your flapjack. The hell that is. You know what I mean?
I guess, because when I, start talking to them, I do feel like that, and I get, I really like them, but just right when I find out they like me, I, stop.
Well, usually that means you're fearful of intimacy.
Well, stop it.
Yeah.
It's 16.
It sounds like you're not ready for relationships, but it is reasonable for you to try to hang into relationships a little while if it's a guy that seems reasonable and nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If it's a guy that really you're chasing all the time, that is not going to be a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful of this. Know this about yourself, that you have to be in the chase all the time, but don't develop relationships where you're constantly in the chase. Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City,
mm-hmm.
that's her thing.
Mm.
And she's, never going to get married, never going to have a long-term relationship.
What about Big?
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Realize those are fictitious characters, Drew.
I know, but they were well portrayed in terms of how... Unfortunately, the problem is they weren't discussed as sick women,
yes.
Which they were.
Yes.
But they were well characterized in the show.
I know. I liked Sex and the City and took my lumps over at the Kimmel office for expressing it. But what the hell?
That was a good show. Yeah.
I thought so.
What drove me crazy, though, that somebody like that Samantha character is a liberated woman enjoying her sexuality. No. A sex-addicted, trauma-surviving, miserable, wretched creature.
Yeah, well, of course.
Who could never have a relationship.
Well, but isn't it that way with everyone and everything? I mean, aren't all those war heroes just alcoholics? Aren't all these captains of industry just sort of maniacal,
bipolar.
Of sociopaths, you know? I mean, when you just learned Johnny Carson had four wives.
Well, but I think that is therein lies the nature of myth, I think.
Yeah.
That we like to explain things in ways that are digestible to us.
Well, and also in the people that have the drive to, you know, have the biggest talk show in the world for 25 years aren't guys that, A, are particularly kind to their gardener and third wife, and B, you know, the thrill-seeking people of the world oftentimes like a little booze and like to beat on their old lady a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying that's Cars, but what I'm saying is these people we hold up.
Oftentimes. That's true.
Yeah, that's what gets them there.
That's true.
All right. That's why I'm where I'm at, Drew.
But you know what? Why don't we make... There are those that
Thank
are...
you.
Yes, that's why you're there. But there are those guys out there that are good people, are nice. Why don't we hold them out as different than the rest? It's not fair to the ones that actually are decent humans.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah! Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Adam's angry.
Oh, well, wouldn't you be, Drew?
No.
No?
Nah, my self-esteem's too low.
Okay. Twice a week, I got to read some copy, and the copy is written so poorly that it completely needs to be rewritten, but it's grammatically effed up most of the time.
Well, I mean, just the grammar would be bad enough. It doesn't make sense. It's horrible. Just prosaically, it's awful.
Here's what I'm supposed to read, everyone. Then I'll record it and fix it up and do it. But here's what it is. You won't even know what the product is. But here's the beginning page, and it's a fat paragraph.
Yep.
It's half a page of dialogue. You know, Drew, this show is about love, and it is my only hope in life that our audience has some love in their life. That's the
opening volley.
Yeah,
that's the opening. That's gonna smash through.
Yeah, and it is my only hope in life. It's almost difficult to say it. It's like running through tires put on the ground. You know, Drew, this show is about love, and it is my only hope in life that our audience has some love in their life. And by love, I mean sex, which sometimes means adult DVDs. Yeah, that is so strong.
What's that first line? It says the show's all about love?
Yeah, meaning love line, I think.
It should be switched to all about Adam, I think. First off.
Yeah. Remember I was talking to you during the hall?
Yeah, you were.
Remember I said everyone calls me an a-hole, but if this was TV, Anderson would have got fired 100 years ago? Remember that? Didn't I just get done saying that?
I was just making a little joke, man. Come on.
I know.
That's cool.
I know. But I'm saying Johnny Carson, he wouldn't have gone for that. He would have thought it was funny.
Letterman wouldn't have gone for it.
Oh, man. That's my new hypothetical. How fast would Letterman have fired Anderson? Would he have made it into the building before he was fired? I could see him like going through a revolving door and just spinning back out and being shot out just by some sort of dismissal force that Letterman put around the building. All right, buddy.
All right. I gotta plug something real quick. Again, right. I'm looking for people for my television program with crazy hang-ups about their sex, whether it's phobias or difficulty kissing. Also, we're looking for a couple who has sort of gotten dull in bed, who are interested in sort of finding a way to spice things up a little bit and what their problem has been. Running, why they run out of steam.
All right, you ready to rock?
I am indeed.
Funny, I was just talking about Anderson, huh?
It was well done.
Thank you. Justin?
Yeah.
24?
Yep, 24 years old.
What's up?
No.
And by the way, I wouldn't have agreed to you with you that 100 times, but tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight it would have happened.
That's right.
What's that?
Sorry, Justin, what's up?
No, I was just wondering.
I'm just joking too, Anderson.
Me and my wife have been married since 99.
Mm-hmm.
A few years after, we started having, like, a few three ways with other women.
Healthy.
Yeah,
perfectly
well,
normal.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was.
It was, huh?
Yeah.
So you got married at 18. Married at 18,
yeah, 18.
Huh? How old was she?
17.
Oof.
Yeah.
Why the three ways?
Well, I guess she says nothing's ever enough for me, so.
All right, okay.
I kind of talked her into it. You know, I started off slow with, you know, talking about other women and then, you know, trying to move her into the pornos and, you know.
Oh, boy.
Then got her like another girl.
Men are just diabolical, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm sure he had a little war room set up, too.
And by the way, she says, you know, you're humping strange women and she's acting like you're having a third helping of stew. Right. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. He eats a lumberjack, this one. Nothing's ever enough for this boy.
Well,
really?
Well, you're on the third top one of we women. Had, well, the third one we had, well, third one we had, she, I guess I was taking too much time on the other girl, and she got up, and it was just horrible. She started yelling and going off and flipping out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That can be tough that way.
That never happens in threesomes. Never.
That's why you have to incorporate a fourth woman.
Right.
Take care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just kind of wondering if, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I love my wife, but it's like, she just can't, I guess, sexually satisfy me.
No, she's not. You're a lot of man.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's like, it's always, you know, the thing is, it's always available to me. We have a good sex life, but I just can't, you know, can't stop from going out and trying to get other partners.
Yeah, you shouldn't be married. Well, you should not be married.
Thank God you got married at 17 and 18.
Do you have kids?
No, we don't have any kids.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Now, what's happened? She's got some kind of scarring on her tubes or something. Why haven't you two idiots cranked out 14 kids by now?
I don't know. I smoke marijuana. Maybe that could have something to do with it.
She must have screwed up tubes.
Something's wrong with her. Yeah. You don't use birth control, do you?
Yeah, she uses birth control all the time.
Oh, God bless.
Is she on the pill?
Yeah, she's on the pill. She was on a shot for a while.
Good times.
Who decides she should be on the shot, the state or her?
Her.
Really?
She's been on a shot since she was like 14.
Nice. Hold on. I'm picturing it as more of like a catch and release program, you know, where they just gobble up chicks who are missing front teeth and tag them with this thing.
Idaho's a very progressive state.
Let them go.
They get away with a lot up there.
Listen, when I'm in charge, look out. Something's up.
With him?
Well, no, of course something's up with him. But
with
Justin,
her too, of course. Well, she hooked up with him.
Yeah. Was she a survivor of abuse?
Yeah, she was molested by her father. When she
All right. Well, now, shocking! Drew, I'm on the floor.
I'm getting you up.
Thank God the mic came down with me. Help me up.
It's just shocking.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, amazing.
It's
predictable,
Justin.
The abuse continues
now. Yes, exactly.
Fantastic.
No, that's not true.
No, that is true, Justin.
Of course.
I understand you don't intend to be abusive.
Oh,
but,
what a saint. How dare you? Justin is a saint.
But here's the deal. These
pictures. It's like the abuse baton was handed from stepfather to Justin. He carried it like the Olympic torch.
In Justin's defense, women that have been sexually abused like that oftentimes are attracted back to those abusive situations. They don't understand that's what is attracting them.
Yeah.
That it's actually a reenactment of the trauma.
Yeah.
When the trauma is reenacted, in reality, when it finally gets through, they freak out.
Yeah.
So you've just been re-traumatized.
No,
it's fantastic.
And it's great.
And you got a 24-year-old screw-up. How does he know that?
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
And then she, who was just basically destroyed by her stepfather, now just falls under the heading of horny.
Right.
She's now horny.
Yeah, she's just a hot. She's into sex. What's the big deal?
It was a 9-year-old girl who was just terrified and horrified by her horrible stepfather and really should be like in deep, deep therapy. But now, hey, she's horny. Yeah. Yeah, she likes it all the
time.
That's
the way our society looks on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why can't she just be horny? You threatened by that?
How dare you, Adam? How dare you?
Yeah. Justin?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I need you guys to do. I need you not to have kids. Please, dear God, don't have kids. Can you do that for a while?
Well, I don't plan on having kids anytime soon.
That's good.
I know you don't, but is she staying on her shot or pill or anything?
Staying on the pill. Well, just wonder, why would you think we should not have kids? I mean,
well,
she's a trauma survivor.
She's a trauma survivor.
She's reenacting the traumas. You're participating in this. It's going to make for real chaos. I know you love your wife, but...
So you mean she's going to be a drama queen down the road, or...?
No, not down the road. You're already well into it. And she's not going to be able to really be steadily available for a child.
She's going to screw those kids up, and you're going to help.
The trauma gets passed on... The trauma gets passed on intergenerationally, Justin, and you've got to get a lot of help to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well,
and you guys are not going down the path of health with threesomes and stuff. And you really... your thing is you shouldn't have been married. You want to have sex with lots of different girls. That's 24-year-old impulse. Fine. But now you're married. Thank God you don't have kids. You got to really think about whether you want to stay married.
Yeah. Does she have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, she's got two brothers.
How are they doing?
They're doing, one of them, like, they're doing good. They all have different fathers.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. All right. Listen, and what do you do? Something around metal?
Me? No, I'm in college.
Yeah.
I go to college.
Boise State?
Yeah, I'm going to Boise State.
What are you studying?
Management right now.
Management? Restaurant management?
Huh? They have like entrepreneur management. I was thinking about switching into criminal justice, so
Yeah. So, you know, no, you got a great cop, man. You'd be a perfect cop.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they say the best criminals make the best cops, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'll tell you what else makes good cops. Thrill seekers, alcoholics.
But Justin, I think, means well. Do you know what I mean? He just doesn't get it.
Justin's not a horrible guy. He's 20, or he was. You know, he got married when he was 18. He had a raging boner. He had a wife that was abuse victim, so she's sort of pliable.
And was into sex.
Let's go get this chick. Now, you that's the whole point. You can't break this stuff down. You can't make any sense of it until you're in your 30s, really. And that's why you shouldn't have any kids. But look, if she should get some therapy for her abuse, you should stay in school. And you guys become more monogamous if you can, and start your family in 6 years. All right?
There you go.
There you go. You ready to go here, Drew?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shauna, 23.
Hello, yes.
What, Shauna? Yes, what's up?
I've been obese my whole entire life, and my problem is major. I love food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with exercising, but I love food, and I was wondering if they're ever going to come out with anything that'll do something to like the taste buds or something. So,
maybe. Well, really, you're not buying the right videos.
Yeah,
you're following the right special diets.
Yeah,
and getting the right exercise program, because everyone knows if you take Jane Fonda's videos or Suzanne Summers' videos, or follow a macrobiotic diet.
Listen, Heidi Klum just came out with a book.
Well, if you want to look like Heidi Klum, you just do what she tells you to do.
You got to read that book, yeah. Yeah.
And it just works, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, she's got, first
off. You can follow Dr. Phil's mentality and just choose not to eat. If you would choose that way, things would work out for you.
But let me tell you something, too. I've learned from all the supermodels, Shauna. If you feel sexy, then you are sexy. All 526 pounds of you. Stretch marks, pock marks, double chins. Men will be magically attracted to all 500 pounds of you as long as you feel sexy. It's what's inside. It's when a woman feels sexy. I love it. Yeah, right, hottie. Here's what I got to say to all the supermodels. Shut up and take your pants off, bitch. Get down in your underpants and shut up. Please shut your pie hole, take your heroin, get in your underpants, and start making and being. Shake that ass. Let me take a picture of you and beat off. Now shut up. Jesus Christ.
Up with him.
You got to feel beautiful. It's when a woman, I'll tell you what's sexy, is when a woman feels sexy. Yeah. This is coming from all 6'3", your blonde ass. Please, just spare us all your retarded model platitudes and just shut up.
But, Shauna, here's the deal.
Writing books.
There is a future for you. And there are two hormones, one called leptin and the other called...
What about feeling sexy, Drew? Is that going to be good enough?
How much
do you weigh, Shauna?
I weigh 270.
270. But if you felt sexy, guys would see 120 pounds. Hottie, smoking, 6 foot hot, blonde chick. You understand?
Naked, right?
Yeah. And by the way, hold on a second. As a guy, we want hot chicks that feel ugly so we can pounce. Self-esteem's low enough to maybe get a handy on the first date. You know what I mean? Like, here's what I don't want. I don't want chunky chick that feels sexy. I want hot chick with low self-esteem.
You know what?
I want hot chick...
I think you're right. That's guys. That is men. We're injured.
Hot chick whose mom convinced them they were ugly and fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just swoop in. That's what we want.
That's guys. That is absolutely what guys do.
Right. We.
So women convince themselves, because they're attracted to guys with confidence no matter what they look like.
Right.
That therefore men are attracted to women with confidence and feel good about themselves too. That is not true.
We want a.
That's not true.
We want a Ferrari that's convinced it's a K car, mm-hmm. not a Pacer. That thinks it's a Maserati.
Give them the...
yes, Drew.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. But not that, give them the thing.
It's been almost 10 minutes since I'd worked a car analogy into the show.
I appreciate that. But give them the lion waiting in the brush analogy, too.
Oh, we went injured.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the injured guy, they have a meeting, no good. Stay away. She doesn't want him. We don't want him. Forget it.
No, we went injured prey.
And we pounce.
Yeah. We're almost buzzards. Sexual buzzards.
It's a little closer to sort of cats of prey than buzzards, because we don't want them dead. Yeah, well, although some, yeah, you're right.
Chris.
Yeah.
No.
Don't bring me into this.
All right.
All right, let me talk about
cats or cars. You know what I'd love to do? I have someone should just interview Chris after every show and ask him what it was about. He'd be like, Adam talked about cars and Drew talked about cats. I think they're big cats. I don't think they're like tabbies.
It's every day.
Every day. Shauna.
Yes.
All right, Shauna, here's the future for you. There is a hormone called ghrelin and a hormone called leptin that are responsible, or at least partly responsible, for appetite and how we feel hungry and when we feel hungry and what we feel like when we eat. And there will be blockers for those hormones in the next 5 to 10 years.
But again, in the meantime, you have to feel sexy
for these things to work. But
you'll have a heart attack.
No, you won't. You're still in your 20s. But that's why the gastric bypass procedures are so popular right now, is because you can't really adjust that biology any other way. And so they do it by changing the mechanics of how the food gets through your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing I've learned from supermodels is none of them wanted to be a model.
Convinced to do a contest by their screw-off friends who all wanted to be models.
Yeah, there must be just some sort of horrible model publicist that just...
feeds them that crap.
Let's see, how did you... Tyra, how did you get into modeling? Well, I took a good long look in the mirror when I was 15. Saw I was about 6 foot of hot jugs and beautiful pouty lips, and thought I could turn it into a buck. No! Let's see. Friend of yours wanted to be a model, dragged you along.
To a shoot.
Better. Signed you up for a modeling competition.
Right.
Unbeknownst to you. And by the way...
And she needed a ride.
Yeah.
She...
And dragged... No, they don't really explain that part. Just somebody signs you up. Right. Like if someone cast me in a gay porn film, I would have had to go, where are you going? Out to Chatsworth. What happened? Stupid Jimmy cast me in another gay flick. I think this is a snuff film. Wait, I gotta go. I just hope I don't get AIDS or shot this time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what you do. So you just
because no one
asked the
question. The story is so sensational. No one asked the question. Well, if you don't want to model, why'd you go? Who cares if your friend signed you up?
Yeah, right. And then the other part too is how you're pre-med.
Oh, all of them.
Yes, right. See, you dropped out of the ninth grade to go to France to basically blow Arab guys into nose candy for 5 years. You're pre-med in the ninth grade. How's that work?
I remember that one. Was it Robin Givens? Went to medical school. She's in medical school.
Yeah,
even close.
Yeah, it's called the UCLA Extension. It's a bungalow on wheels. It's not even on campus.
So
please, everybody.
When I had Will to Live, I was so insulted by that stuff.
Shauna?
Yeah.
Drew, more bitter than I am. Stupid models. Long legs.
Adam, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
listen. I am the fat person's best friend. I really am.
Not exactly.
No, because he appreciates the ostracism and the discrimination for people who are overweight. Being much more than just about any other group.
No, look.
One thing I do have to say is I've never been single since I was 16.
No.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice black boyfriend or?
No.
White guys, huh? I'll tell you one thing that's happened, I think. I've noticed is I believe that human beings have each and every one of us has a certain amount of vitriol in our heart toward people that are different. That's just the way it goes.
But we're wired.
It just kind of wired that way. You're one nationality and you're watching two guys box. You pull for your nationality, your color, your religion, whatever it is. If he's from your hometown, you're just sort of wired that way. Mm. And I think there's a certain amount of racism in everybody. And I don't even really mean that in a bad way necessarily. It's just that's the way sort of humans are. And a lot of that we had to shut up about a lot of it. No more Polack jokes. No more black jokes, no more Mexican jokes, no more Italian jokes, no more any jokes
but
of anything.
It's just like other crappy impulses we have. It's good to contain them.
I agree. What ended up happening is all that got steered into fat people.
Oh, yeah.
That's my belief. Mm. Over the last few years, everything has become politically incorrect.
Yep.
Fatty, still open season on fatty.
By the way, I think it's open season on the sort of mentally ill.
Yes.
I mean, that all reality TV is, for the most part, is making fun of people that are sick.
Well, they don't classify them as sick, yeah, so they don't get into trouble. But I'm just saying, it's not a good time. Listen, was a good time to be fat, like in the 20s or even in the Roman era and stuff? It's like people just, first off, hated other nationalities more than they hated fat people.
Full fat at one time was considered
opulent.
And then
it was just considered robust. Yeah. Look at that rich girl.
Right.
People just thought you're rich.
Look at
Yeah, now it's bad times. Now you're getting all the energy everyone has for everyone else, and they're dumping it right into your fat ass. Horrible. Also, there's not that much you can do about it when you've been fat your whole life. You're just one of those people.
It's your genetics, yeah.
It's your genetics.
That's why Sean is appropriate looking for biological solutions, and there will be some forthcoming in the next few years.
But she also says she can't control her eating.
But there are some people that really can't.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, too. And show me a 19-year-old guy who can control his eating. I mean, I know guy. I mean, when I was growing up, and now... Are you kidding? Like, especially males. Males just, they just go to, you know, they eat at Jack in the Box. They eat in In-N-Out. They eat breakfast cereal, you know, sugary breakfast cereal. I mean, they eat all the wrong things. You never see some 19-year-old guy shucking a carrot. I'm making myself a salad. You want some beets?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
They just go, and they go out to dinner. They order the greasiest, biggest, and then the dessert and the, you know, the fries with everything, and everything smothered in ketchup, barbecue sauce, everything's fried. I mean... This is what 19-year-olds do. This is what 20-year-olds do, especially males. There's ones that are just bone skinny. I mean, that's it. I mean, you see guys, when's the last time you saw a fat guy drinking a regular Coke? Fat guys drink Diet Cokes, and the bone skinny guys drink regular Cokes. They just eat crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just their genes.
Dr. Bruce is like... You ever see Dr. Bruce?
Yes, I've seen him.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about, yes.
Dr. Bruce looks like someone put a skull on a mop handle. It's basically what he's built like.
Ichabod Crane.
Dr. Bruce is the only guy I know who puts 16 sugar packets in his coffee.
Yes. Would never touch Splenda.
And if you saw an overweight guy doing what Dr. Bruce does, you'd be like, you pig.
Yeah.
Would you have some self-esteem? You're out of control. There needs to be an intervention. Look at you, you big fat blimp. Look at you. You disgust me. No, the skinny guys eat like pigs. They just don't get fat. That's it. It's just genetics. Who, by the way, looks any different than what they ever were and what they looked like in the past, what they looked like yesterday or a year earlier? Who's ever done anything? Yeah, you exercise, you try to eat right, but you get your shape. That's about it. Why do we got to beat the crap out of the fat ones?
I'm with you.
All right.
Take a break.
Let's take a break. Damn models. But I love them. You know what I mean?
You said you take pictures and beat off to them.
Oh, no, I don't take the pictures.
You told them to hold still so the pictures can be taken so you could beat off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you said I took the pictures.
No, I know.
No.
I know you do.
No, I don't.
Because you'd be too busy.
Yeah, too busy. No tripod steady enough for that. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
I'm kind of like chunky.
Yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. And nobody has this kind of selection of the hottest adult DVDs than HushDVD. Really? Than?
Wait, let's read this again. And nobody has this kind of selection of the hottest adult DVDs than HushDVD.com. That is the worst sentence ever written.
I know. And they got to get close. They got to get close to what they want
me to
say.
Close to English.
They got
to
get in English. Yeah. Maybe it's a company that's based in Korea or something.
Hey,
go ahead.
A quick plug here again. I'm still looking for my television program, Discovery Health Channel. A couple whose sex life has gotten dull and interested in trying to find ways to get it back to the way it was. And also sexual phobias, crazy sexual hang-ups like difficulty kissing or difficulty of feeling of germs or the lights out or anal sex, whatever. There we go.
Yeah, I don't mind germs because I can't see them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they can't hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Rachel?
Yeah.
24?
24 from Marina Del Rey.
What's up, baby doll?
Okay, so basically, I have been with my boyfriend now for 6 months. I've been, like, sexually active for about 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. I have been on the depot shot for about 4 years.
Ooh.
I don't get wet. Mm-hmm. I have to use Lipper Can. Mm-hmm.
And, that's the not getting wet problem has been since you've been taking the shot?
I think since before, actually.
Because the not getting wet is a very common side effect of the shot.
But mm-hmm. I think it's been since before, actually.
Well, it's going to get worse with the shot. Also, you've been on the shot for 4 years, and they really are suggesting people not stay on it more than five.
Really?
Because it can cause bone demineralization, softening of the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Besides that, I don't think I've ever had an orgasm, and every time I've had sex, I fake it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's a good woman.
And tonight, actually, when I called you, I was on my way home from my boyfriend's house, and mm-hmm. I faked it again. So I'm thinking that either I'm doing something wrong, or the guys I'm meeting are. Maybe I just need a little bit more.
How do you know when it's time to fake it?
When nothing's happening. You know, it feels good, but I'm just like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, I know, but you're like, yeah, we're 20 minutes in, and Desperate Housewives is on in 10 minutes. It's time to fake it?
Yeah, so.
Just when your mind starts wandering, or what?
Basically.
Mm.
Like, and, I like what's going on, but nothing. It's not, you know, I'm not hitting the plateau, so to speak.
How many orgasms would you say you faked over the years?
Oh, God, I think probably every single one. Like,
thousands?
Every time I have intercourse.
Hundreds of thousands? Millions? Millions of fake orgasms. Could you fill the Grand Canyon with your fake orgasms?
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a yes. That's a definite yeah. yes. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But
you could pave a road from here to New York City with her fake orgasm strip.
Rachel, you're 24. It's time to figure out what an orgasm is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. And right. I don't want to ask my friends, obviously.
Yeah, why not?
Well, yeah, get off the depot.
Because then I'll know I'm not having one, and I don't really, you know.
Okay, listen, here's the thing. Let's talk damage control, real-world damage control. I don't believe in this thing where you just go drop a bomb on your boyfriend and go, I was faking, and I always did fake. He'll kill himself.
Right.
I think what you need to do is you got to get a new form of birth control. You wait for the shot to wear off?
You wait for the shot to wear off, and you want to get on...
flush it out with Gatorade?
Probably want to get on one of the patch or the ring, something like that. I was interviewing an endocrinologist the other day, and he was telling me that sex hormone binding globulin goes up when you take the pill, and that tends to bind circulating testosterone.
Mm.
So particularly as you get older, that can drop your sex drive a little bit. So.
I was talking to an El Salvadorian guy, De Stucco.
Yeah? Was he talking about sex...
He's talking about binding globulins.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Rachel?
Yeah.
So what you need to do, though, is probably stop faking them with your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him, you just tell him something's changing, you shifted or something.
Maybe it's the shot. I don't know, something's wrong.
He needs to do a little oral love on you.
Well, he does, and then mm-hmm. I still don't, like, at all.
But you got to direct him a little bit. Give him a little more feedback.
Yeah. Maybe you could get a vibrator and try to work it out.
I have, and I get it from that and not from my boyfriend.
You do get an orgasm with a vibrator.
I get wet from my vibrator, but not from my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So we said, you need to get a vibrator, and she said, I do.
I get it from the vibrator. But she meant I get lubricated.
Lubricated. So she's on lubrication, we're on orgasm.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah.
So no orgasm with the vibrator.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you work at that?
What was that?
Do you work at that for a while with your boyfriend or by yourself?
I do by myself, actually. And, I mean, I get wet, but I don't think I've ever had an orgasm, so I don't even know what I'm looking for, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about it, Drew?
I'm supposed to go to my gyno, actually, on Wednesday, so I guess I can ask him, but...
You should talk to him about it. You should get off the depot shot. You should be on a pill or a system of birth control that can maybe enhance sexuality.
Tough nut.
And then you got to work with your boyfriend. You got to sort of tell, just again, as Adam said, just say, I don't know what the problem is, I've lost it, but we got to work on this together.
What about someone like this popping a Viagra?
Viagra doesn't do anything to orgasm or desire for women.
Well, it's weird because, like, when we're, you know, involved in intercourse and I say, like, harder or something, that's when it seems like I'm almost kind of like getting there, and then he stops. It's almost like he doesn't want to do it like that way or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like he's all like soft, and I'm like oh god.
So he orgasms and then loses the erection?
No, he just changes gears when she wants it harder.
No, he said she goes soft.
No,
soft loving.
Oh, I see.
How he was.
Well, you got to make it. Well, then you fake it, so he knows you're going to fake it. You got to make it clear to him.
Yeah.
You got to be much, much clearer with him.
Okay. Yeah. Because I don't think he knows. So I mean, because he hasn't.
Of course, he doesn't know because you've led him to believe you function differently than you do.
He's got to give you a good pounding within an inch of your life.
I think so. Yeah.
If I was a couple of years younger, I'd be over there. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, Mr. Kroll. Yeah.
Go right over
That's
there.
That's right. You sure would.
Let me introduce you to my second, Chris. He's going to warm you up. Then I'll come in for the kill. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah. Not on her, on Chris.
Oh, I see.
Finish him off.
Nice.
Why not? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I've got a bar first, but yeah.
Please do. Gina?
Yeah?
17?
Yeah.
Calling from Alaska.
Pretty far up here.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in Alaska?
Snowboard, just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our parents do.
Yeah, what do your parents do?
They work.
Oh, okay. They work in Alaska. That's what they do.
Hold on, I'm writing. Work. All right, well, now it's snapped into focus. Yeah. All right, I can picture the family now.
She hangs out. Parents work.
Whoo-wee. Boy, too much information. I don't need to know all the intricacies of your intimate life with the work and then the hanging out. All right, so I'm going to write a book on Gina, but you move ahead with the questioning.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a friend who I'm really close with, and she's a lesbian, but I didn't know about it until recently.
Mm-hmm.
And she just told me, and she always hits on me, kisses me, and cuddles up with me, and when she stays the night, she sleeps in my room and whatever. But sometimes I don't know how to handle it, but then other times I kind of like it. Like, mm-hmm. You know how I could, like, decipher the meaning or try to understand what to do about it?
Have you told her you're not a lesbian?
Yes. No. I have a boyfriend.
Can you tell her?
Oh, what with a boyfriend?
Gina has a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you just tell her clearly you're a good friend, but I'm just not into you that way. It makes me uncomfortable. It's a boundary violation when she doesn't respect your physical boundaries. And if she can't...
Sometimes it seems like I put her on and don't exactly tell her that I don't like it, because sometimes it's not, but I don't like it, you know?
Yeah. Look, most 17-year-old chicks... Oh, women of all ages, they like attention. Mm. And it's now expanded into a females, too. Just show me some affection, show me some attention. It's weird that it's now sort of spilled into the female populace, female on female. Seems like everyone's sort of flexible sexually.
Think about how screwed up men are, and there you go.
Yeah. So, Gina, is everything okay with you? Were you ever abused or anything like that?
I'd rather not get into that.
All right, well, that
I'll
changes.
Take that is a big no. Yeah. Never abuse. We'll keep moving.
That changes everything, Gina. That makes you a somebody who will have difficulty maintaining boundaries, ambivalence about.
I don't know if that was a yes or a no. It was just I'd rather not discuss it.
Yeah, well, no one with a no answers the question that way. So it's a yes.
Yeah.
So the fact is that having been the victim of any kind of abuse like that makes boundary maintenance difficult for you. It's difficult for you not to be violated because you've been a victim. It's easy to become a victim again to be attracted to situations.
True, she didn't say.
I know. Just if someone had been abused, though, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And it'll make it also sometimes people have ambivalence about their sexual orientation. They're not really clear, straight, or gay when they've been sexually abused. So this is that kind of situation, Gina, and it's treachery for you.
Well, Ben, let's try to find out who didn't abuse Gina. Was it like your dad,
neighbor.
A stepdad, neighbor? Who didn't abuse you?
No one didn't.
Oh, everyone abused you.
No, I just have not discussed that.
All right, baby, but you got to get some therapy.
Yeah, it's a critical piece of your story.
Have you gotten some therapy for your non-abuse?
Sure, we'll say that I have, hypothetically.
Yeah, Gina, this is critical to your well-being and your emotional health, and why you can dismiss that or think that doesn't have a huge, huge impact on your current relationships is unfortunate.
What's your dad do for a living? besides work?
Actually, my dad passed away about 8-9 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a stepdad?
I don't live with my family.
Mm-mm.
You boy.
Who do you live with?
I live with some friends. Their family kind of adopted me.
Mm. When did you move out of your place?
A couple months ago.
Mm. Mm. Wow. And what happened to your dad?
Long story. He kind of, I don't know, he was really heavy into drugs and stuff, but he had cancer, and the doctor says that he probably killed himself. Like, he overdosed on drugs, but they think it was kind of on purpose.
Mm-hmm. We get it.
All right. Get so, everything's crappy.
No, and, it's not crappy.
Well, we had a horrible childhood.
No, there are some parts that are good.
Yeah, you could probably condense that into a weekend over your 17 years.
Well, that's good that you can look at your childhood that way. But
yeah,
don't,
I'm glad you can.
Yeah, don't dismiss the rest of it. Forgiveness is an important thing, but don't pretend it didn't happen. Don't dismiss it.
All right. All right, so listen, don't get pregnant.
No, that is lesbian. Not on my agenda.
That could solve that.
It's not never on anybody's agenda, but yet it seems to happen.
Yeah.
So do that and get some help. And I'm just laughing because I'm picturing her going to the therapist in Alaska.
Yeah.
And he's basically running bear. You know what I mean?
It's like running bear.
It's like, stop blame parents. You in shame spiral. Get on seal skin. We throw you up in air. What the hell is going on? There's got to be an Alaskan therapist.
Well, what city is she in?
Oh, it's all just one big snow Anchorage. Globe to me. Gina?
Yeah.
Where are you?
City?
Where are you in Alaska?
Where am I in Alaska? Anchorage.
Are you in? No, Gina. First
all right,
of all,
hold on.
Wait. No. Let me just ask her. She's in Anchorage.
I'm done. I'm tired. You know, I just
there. Ladies and gentlemen, just watch the interaction. The victim evoking abuse from the abuser. That was what just happened.
I only started abusing her after 5.5 minutes.
I understand, but that's what she does. She works it until she gets it.
Yeah. Look, I feel sorry for them, but I also want them to never talk to me again. Because
I'm not saying it wasn't evoked. It was evoked.
No, but it's just that, what do your parents do? Work?
Yeah.
Where are you from? I didn't even know what her answer was with that. Yeah. Like, here's the deal. I don't want to make every goddamn question a trip to the dentist. Just please, kids, spit them out. If we ask you what city you're calling from, just go ahead and tell us what city. That's all. Mm-hmm. All right?
I'm with you.
All right.
Take a break.
Meanwhile, horrible junkie dad's in the ground. Crazy life. She's going to be acting out all over the place.
Oh, she's very angry.
All right. But please, just don't have... That's all I asked. You realize we can still have a utopia if the Ginas of the world, for their sake... Now, you think this is a selfish thing. Well, I don't want
partly.
Kids to stab my kids. Yeah. I don't want to have to pay the welfare. I don't want to pay for the incarceration of her boys and the rehab and everything. All true, but also for Gina's sake.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have kids. You can do a little therapy, do a little college, free yourself up, change your life. And then you spit out the little ones in your later 20s and early 30s after you hit the smooth sea.
Perfect.
Yes, Drew?
Perfect.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. You ready to rock here, buddy?
Let's go. Let's rock.
Let's rock. Ready to rock?
Ready to rock.
You want to rock?
Mm-hmm.
Let's rock. Wendy?
Yes.
28?
Yes.
What's up?
You think you have an orgasm each time you have sex?
Yes.
All right. That's good.
Oh, boy.
That's Yule Hauser.
Now, this is wonderful.
That's him coked up, too, by the way. You ought to see him when he's had a beer.
What's your question? Wendy?
Yes.
What's your question?
The question was, am I actually having an orgasm? I mean, how does a woman actually know?
Well,
it is grand.
By the way, Huell, I just like the fact that Huell bores the people he's interviewing about their product. And how long has your family been cooking tripe and putting it in a can? It's called menudo, Hugh. Menudo! Yeah, menudo. Menudo! Yeah, menudo. 120 years. 128 years. Yeah, 120 here. 100. It's like, oh. You, by the way, this is what public broadcasting is. So you can stay on the air for 500. Huell Hauser's been on the air for 500 years.
No competition.
This is where we ship the menudo. Where you ship the menudo? Yeah, that's what I just said, Huell. The menudo shipping port. Yeah, and this is where it's shipped. That's right, Huell. Okay. And how long? Okay,
I want to go back to the Wendy's orgasm.
I can't.
Your imitation of Huell bores me.
But here's where he gets really excited about stairs, real quick.
You and your brother would run up and down the stairs. Now, was that allowed?
Well, they were up partying. We were playing on the stairs. So
these would be great stairs for children to run up and down.
They were.
That is wonderful.
It is grand.
So, Wendy.
Yes.
Okay. You think of an orgasm, right?
Yes.
As a contraction, a release, you get a little euphoric. Yes?
Yes.
Why don't you
That's
just,
an orgasm.
Let's call it good.
Yeah. Many women, not most, but many do have an orgasm each time they have sex.
Okay.
About 10% have multiple orgasms, like dozens when they have sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are some that have orgasm just with oral sex and some that have it with intercourse reliably sometimes, some not reliably, and some have lots of them every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the map with women. And once whatever you are is what you are. It's not as though you can move from the multi orgasm to the suddenly being someone who can only have orgasm with oral sex or vice versa. You're not going to suddenly become multi-orgasmic. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'd love? I'd love someone just to screw with a Huell Hauser and just say, how long has your family been creating tortillas in the San Fernando Valley? 2 days, Huell. 2 days! Amazing! Yeah, he would still do it. I'm sure whatever number you said.
Oh, yeah.
We started earlier today, about noon. He would still do it. He would still
noon.
Go and say, noon! Tuesday!
Wasn't,
noon!
11:30. But noon.
Nick?
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I grew up on you guys. I love you both.
All right, what's
Thanks,
happening?
Nick.
You're like my Sesame Street. Well, anyway.
All right.
You guys were my Sesame Street.
You're gay.
Okay, Nick.
Well, I'm really 18. And mm-hmm. my real question was, I was diagnosed with genital herpes, and I just, you know, it's kind of a hard thing to take.
At 18, yeah, it is. But you wear a condom. You make sure you don't have frequent outbreaks. Make sure you don't have any contact when you're having an outbreak. If you have frequent outbreaks, take the medication, Zovirax, Famvir, that sort of thing.
Yeah, they got good stuff now.
To reduce the frequent outbreaks and reduce the viral shedding.
Mm-hmm.
And be honest with your partners and move on.
Yeah, yeah. You probably hook up with someone that's got it anyway.
Yeah, that's correct.
Let's talk to someone who's been on hold for a while. Jennifer?
Hello?
Why do you get easily, what word
obsessed.
Is that?
Obsessed. Supposed to be obsessed.
Okay. I thought it was obsessed, but then it read weird. With guys you date. Self-destructive, huh?
It's clinginess, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's cling.
Yeah, I'm very clingy, and it actually kind of drives me crazy. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Can't find a boyfriend because of it.
All right. Well, let me say this, Jennifer, and I'm not a female.
Okay.
But I do have high levels of circulating estrogen, so I feel like I can speak as a female. You need to get your life going in every other aspect of your life, and this makes this issue much lesser.
I know this would be great advice for a male. I'm not
it is.
Totally clear it is for a woman.
I think it would be for anyone who's clingy. It's not as good for a woman.
Yeah.
It's not as good. And, you know, therapy and whatever is
right.
all fine. But you take control of your life in that you start working out, you eat right, you focus on
your career,
whether, you know, if getting to the next level of whatever job you have, if it means some training or whatever. You basically focus on every facet of your life other than the relationship part.
Yeah, right.
And you get your life so good that people want to join it, not you trying to latch on to them like a barnacle right. and save me, save
right.
me.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. By the way, I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for over 10 years.
And wow. Thanks. What's going on with your life? Do you work?
Yeah, I work, and I actually work out. I eat right. I've lost over 100 pounds in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
100 pounds! That's what you'll
say. Yeah, that kind of weight. When I see big fluctuations in weight, I think trauma.
Mm-mm.
Because the weight kind of kept people away at one point, and now the weight comes down, and so you can have relationships, but now it's confusing and depressing and clingy.
Well, I'm still overweight. I'm still trying to lose weight. I'm just going slowly.
Well, here's the thing. First off, God bless you lost 100 pounds. Yep. You should be congratulated. That is no small feat.
Yes.
Secondly, keep going in that direction. Thirdly, and this for guys, this is for girls. Make your life as attractive as it can be.
As happy as it can be.
Birdhouse be so beautiful that every robin flying by wants to stop there. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam, but not just
set that bird free. And if it doesn't,
the
come
robin
back,
comes back. Yeah. But not just for attracting people, also just so you actually have esteem and enjoy your life.
Let me say one thing, Drew. I know what you're doing, but you know, once in a while they do this thing where they go, that skier took a tumble 80 feet off a snowbank, and if he wasn't in such phenomenal shape, it would have killed him. They always do that thing. Emotionally, that's what you need to be in relationships.
Right. That's
everything
right.
is so good. You're so strong. Everything's so positive.
If you fall off a cliff.
The guy dumps you, you don't kill yourself.
Good point.
Thank you.
We are still looking for people couples whose sex life has sort of grown dull. We are screening for that at 1-800-LOVE-191 for the television program. Also, people with phobias and sexual hang-ups, kissing, toys, germs.
Yuck.
We'll talk to you.
All right. Take a quick break. We're right back after this. Well, that's the show. Thanks for listening, and we promise to be back at our regular time tomorrow night to delight all of you. Not that it was a different time tonight. It doesn't have to be.
Usually when people say we'll be back at our regular time, it's because we were not at our regular time tonight. But we'll be back at our regular time anyway.
It's implied, but technically I'm correct.
We're back at our regular time.
That's right. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Here's what I got to say to all the supermodels. Shut up! And take your pants off, bitch! Get down in your underpants and shut up! Please shut your pie hole, take your heroin, get in your underpants, and start making and being. Shake that ass! Let me take a picture of you and beat off! Now shut up!
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.